This hadith has a man in the chain by name Zuhair ibn Salim, and this made the isnad of the hadith to be weak, and the hadith can be found in the collection of Al-Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood wa Ibn Majah. The hadith can be strengthened by other narrations, okay, like the first hadith in this chapter, that for every matter of forgetfulness in the salah will be two prostration. Hadith number 270. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال. Okay, now with this hadith we finish sujood al-sahw, prostration for forgetfulness. And now he's going to start to talk about a different kind of prostration. But before we go to the other kind of prostration, I give a general information about sujood al-sahw from this ahadith that we just mentioned and others. We understood that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a human being, he had forgot in the salah, and that he made it for his ummah to remind him when he make mistakes in the salah or when he forgot. And as a result of this forgetfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the salah, we get to learn about how to correct our prayer and how we can make up for the mistakes. The condition of sujood al-sahw is a must, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had always did it when he made a mistake in the salah, and also because he had commanded us that when we make a mistake, that we prostrate for it, for the sujood al-sahw. Prostration for things like raka'ah is a must. Prostration for things like sunnah will be a recommended, it's not a must. Okay? Like as example, somebody made dhuhr 3 raka'at instead of 4. Now he got to remember, so he will get up and bring 1 raka'ah more, and in this case he have to what? He have to prostrate for sujood al-sahw, because this was, he neglected part of the salah. Because if you make the salah 3 raka'at, is not acceptable, it have to be 4. Okay? But somebody, as example, pray Maghrib and he didn't say it out loud, he forgot, okay, or he forgot to say a surah after the Fatiha, right? So now we say that you should make prostration for sahu after your salah. So for the sunnah, the prostration will be recommended for the fard and missing part of the salah, essential part of the salah, the prostration will be a must. The sujood al-sahw can be done even if the person move from his spot that he makes the salah in it. Even if he talk as long as the period is not too long. Okay? And we saw what happened that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still remaining in the masjid, but he had moved from his spot and he went to one of the places and he was leaning against this piece of wood that was in the masjid. And also we saw that Dhul Yadayn spoke with him. Now we go to the next hadith, which is in the same chapter, and this is hadith number 270. And this hadith is talking about the different kind of sujood. This sujood of tilawa, the sujood of prostration for recitation of the Quran. And this is not a fard, is not obligatory, because sometime Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it and sometimes he didn't. Okay, so we understood from his action that this not a must but is recommended. This hadith number 270, page 126. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سجدنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في إذا السماء انشقت واقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated that we, that means the Sahaba, prostrated with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he recited Surah Al-Inshiqaq and Surah Al-Alaq, Surah number 84. Who has the book? Anybody has the book? Read please the comment number 2. Comment. Tilawa. Mashru'. Okay, I was looking to see the number of the surah in Chicago. I thought it's going to be written here. But anyway, no, it's not written there. But anyway, regardless if the person in Salah or out Salah, he can make this prostration, and is only one, is not two sajda. Sujood sahwi is two, but the sujood for recitation of the Quran is what? Is one sajda. You can do it if you are in Salah or you're out of Salah. You can do it if you're reciting the Quran or you hear the Quran. Okay? You can do it regardless if you have wudu or you don't have a wudu. Okay? You can even do it towards the Qibla or towards any other direction. Okay? And as I said, is recommended, is not a must. So this Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, is telling us about some of the surahs that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sujood when he recited. And the hadith is authentic. Now the next hadith, he found that Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, is telling us about another prostration, which in Surah Sad, okay, Surah number 38, and the other hadith is telling us about another surah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made prostration in it, Surah An-Najm, the star. And the next hadith, which is 273, narrated by Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him, Ibn Thabit, that he recited Surah An-Najm, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't prostrate. Okay? So now we see from his action that one time he recites Surah An-Najm, which in Hadith 272, and he prostrated. Zayd ibn Thabit, he recited to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Surah number 53, the same surah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't prostrate. So from this we understood that is a reward for the person to prostrate, but is not a must. Hadith number 274, page 127, وعن خالد ابن معدان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال فضلت سورة الحج بسجدتين رواه أبو داود في المراسيل. This hadith which in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Malik in Al-Muwatta, and the hadith is weak. And the next hadith, which hadith 275, عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال يا أيها الناس إنما نمر بالسجود فمن سجد فقد أصاب ومن لم يسجد فلا إثم عليه, رواه البخاري. That عمر narrated that عمر said, O people, we pass in our recitation verses to prostrate at, so to prostrate at, so whosoever prostrates has done the right thing, and there is no sign upon, there is no sin upon the one who doesn't prostrate. So again, as we said, something recommended that when you come to this verse that is say فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا, that prostrate to Allah and worship Him, that you will prostrate. Or the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرُ وَاسْجُدِ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. That among his signs, this in Surah Fussilat if I'm not mistaken, that is say among his signs, night and the day and the sun and the moon, don't prostrate to the sun or the moon, and to prostrate to him who had created him if you really worship him. And if they did not humble themselves to prostrate, indeed those who before Allah, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, they prostrate to him and to him they worship, that means the angels. So when you hear this verse, you will go and prostrate. So there is verses in the Quran, okay, approximately about 14 position, okay, about 14 position in the Quran when you hear that Allah commanding us to prostrate. And will be good that when you come to this that you will prostrate. The Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah Al-Nahl, سورة الإسراء, سورة مريم, سورة الحج, سورة الفرقان, سورة النمل, ألف لام ميم تنزيل, سورة صاد, حم حاميم فصلت سورة النجم الانشقاق and الاعلى 14 position الاعراف and the thunder the bee الاسراء سبحان الذي glory be to Allah who had took his slave servant by night and كاف ها يا عين صاد سورة مريم and the pilgrimage and the prostration سورة called سورة السجدة and the الفرقان the criterion النمل the ant الف لام ميم تنزيل and سورة صاد and حاميم فصلت النجم which is the star الانشقاق the splint the splitting thunder or something like this okay and huh? splitting a thunder yeah. a thunder a sandal anything okay a shoes not a sandal a thunder huh and the last one اقرا سورة الاعلى اقرا باسم ربك الذي خلق نو اقرا باسم ربك الذي خلق نوت الاعلى خلق الانسان من علق the first سورة been revealed to the prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرا okay so this is سورة العلق yes so this is the 14 position or 14 places Now I want to explain to you before I forget. If a person in Salah, okay, as example, I say, now I'm reciting after Fatiha. كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ So you say, Allahu Akbar, and you go straight to the floor, and you prostrate one time you say subhana rabbiyal a'la subhana rabbiyal a'la subhana rabbiyal a'la and after this you will get up straight again and if you are in the middle of the surah you continue okay or if this was the end of the surah now you have a choice between read another surah And after this you will say Allahu Akbar and go to ruku' or that you will get up straight and you will wait for a second or a moment and after this you say Allahu Akbar and you go for ruku' Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and you continue the salah the same way like before. Anybody have a problem to understand this? Good. So, the last hadith that I mentioned وَفِيهِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يَفْرِدُ السُّجُودِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُفُ مُوَطَّ That Al-Bukhari reported it and added this page 128 Allah the Most High has not made the prostration of recitation compulsory unless one wishes so okay so again we understand that is up to you hadith 276 وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرأ علينا القرآن فإذا مر بالسجدة كبر وسجد وسجدنا معه I'm going to skip this hadith number 276 say reported by Abu Dawood through a weak chain there is too much talk about it rather to remain silent concerning this narration, and maybe later on inshallah can, but I think we study enough to. Hadith 277 وعن أبي بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان. Now this is the last hadith concerning sujood at-tilawa. Now the next three hadith is concerning another kind of sujood, and this is sujood al-shukr, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove a hardship from you or calamity, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send something good to you as a blessings, a car, a husband, a big money, whatever, or you go overseas to study, anything that Allah bless you with it and you were so happy with it, that you should show your gratefulness and your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing a sujood. And this also will be one prostration. And there is a hadith here which is Hassan, that the hadith that we're dealing with, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان إذا جاءه أمر يسره خر ساجدا لله. And that narrated the father of Bakra, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever received a matter which pleased him, he used to prostrate to Allah. Okay? So this is hadith shows us another form or another kind of prostration out of the salah. And again I said, this the kind of prostration doesn't need wudu. It doesn't need that you have to be to the Qibla, and is not consist of two sajda, is consist of only one sajda. The next hadith, yes sir. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, the same thing like any other sujood. Now if the person want to understand utter dua or show thanks to Allah by through other phrases, is okay. The second hadith has some defect, weakness in the isnad, so we are not going to deal with it, and was sufficient to us the first hadith as well as the last hadith in the chapter, which in page 129, hadith number 279, وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث عليا إلى اليمن فذكر الحديث قال فكتب علي بإسلامهم فلما قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكتاب خر ساجدا شاكرا لله على ذلك رواه البيهقي وأصله في البخاري. And this hadith shows us the reality of the blessings, what kind of blessings that we really should be happy, content with it to such a degree that we prostrate. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent Mu'adh, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Ali to Yemen, and he sent a letter to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to inform him that those people had accepted Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy with this news, and immediately he prostrated as a matter of showing his gratefulness and thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of the deen, make us thankful and grateful to his blessings. And with this inshallah we finish our 23rd class from Bulugh al-Maram with this type of sujood, sujood al-sahu and sujood al-tilawa and sujood of being thankful and grateful to Allah. Next chapter will be number 9, page 129, if Allah will, inshallah, and will be concerning Salat al-Tatawwa' and the voluntarily prayer. For this Tuesday coming, I'm not going to be in town. I will see if Brother Ghassan, inshallah, will come and take over the class. If he did, alhamdulillah. If not, so you will have a break next week, or otherwise we can put a videotape for you for Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick, and you can watch it inshallah. It's your choice. Regardless, if we bought a videotape, or Brother Ghassan gives a class, or the next week, after this week coming, the class from now on will be 7 o'clock sharp. Make sure you be here before the class 5-10 minutes. Because Maghrib now, I just noticed that Maghrib is coming earlier than a month ago or 2 months ago. So now Maghrib comes at 8:25, and we need at least an hour and a half for our class usually. So inshallah, remember, from now on the class will be at 7 o'clock sharp. Jazakumullah khairan. And since Maghrib is already in, we're going to take only one question and a half. Yes, ma'am. No, you don't. This is not a salah. You need to have wudu for salah. Prostration of sahu is part of the salah, is a correction for the salah. You have to have wudu. But the sujood for tilawa, recitation of the Quran, and the sujood for receiving good news, does not have to have wudu. Neither it have to be that you have your full hijab. Neither it have to be facing the Qibla. And Allah knows best. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Thank you very much. Zakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.